coffin is nailed. California dreaming while the demons are hot on the tail. Hop a curb, yes, that was me off of the trail, officer. No, I don't have a good reason. I was just in a mood to go seeking. Hurt a heart pump, my heart thumping, start my blood pumping.
This again. One is for the people who raised me up.
It's for the people who raised me up. If you remember one thing, then remember how it felt when you fell for the first time. This one is for the people who raised me up. It's for the people who raised me up. If you remember one thing, then remember how it felt. Try not to overthink it. I try but always fail. But I want it so damn bad I'm addicted to it. If I lived how I thought that you want me
to live,
I don't think you like what you got. If you're only suffering under a veil, I'm in this for life, like it or not. I'm not going anywhere, anywhere. I'm in this for life, like it or not. You will have to track me.
This one's for the people who raised me up.
It's for the people who raised me up.
If you remember one thing, then remember how it felt when you fell for the first time.
This one is for the people who raised me up. It's for the people who raised me up. If you remember one thing, then remember how it felt.
I understood myself completely. We were having a party. Right, Chicago? Oh, fuck yeah. We were having a party in a house falling out of the sky. Every clique showed up. The ones who loved the smell of gasoline. The shy beautifuls. The gimme, gimme, gimmies. The maybe next years. Boring childhooders who trashed their lives for fun. The house rotated as it made it through the storm. Eyeball-sized hail sailed sideways through the window as the single pane survived the great fire, 100-year-old glass all smashed. We laughed. We dropped the hailstones in our drinks and danced. Started chanting something optimistic that we knew was maybe mostly bullshit. But that if we still felt 1/10 of 1%, how we felt in that moment in the morning, that it would be an energy that could shake neighborhoods from their foundations. We dragged ourselves on a 20-mile mission to fill our goblets in the kitchen, where I got stopped by a hallway goblin named Frank, who said he once dreamed that Rosa Parks and Karl Marx were beating the shit out of him, which gave him a full-body orgasm. I told him my dad analyzes dreams for a living, believes they're portals to the subconscious, and I believe him, so I don't judge you, Frank. We're all weirdos. You know, my dad, he refuses to drive Beamers because they made cars for Hitler. But I always suspected that was convenient logic for a family that only pushed used station wagons. I told Frank how in a drawer in my family's house, I once found a matchbook. my dad's 1955. Still has 9 dry, unused matches that haven't been torn from the cardboard. Shit's a time machine. And it remains my second most prized possession. You understand this, Frank? You're in the presence of a motherfucker who owns fire from the past. Can you imagine getting high with a flame from 1955? Can you? Do you feel connected to your ancestors? Do you? Do you ever feel strange? Wonder how the world's gaze has shaped you? Do you fear being shaken by the shoulders like an Etch-a-Sketch? Being mugged for your memories? I do. They are my first, most prized possession. My very first memory was of us sitting in our high chairs the day the bay ripped in two. The earthquake shook the china from the shelves and we clapped because we didn't understand. I told Frank how my mother's father died in a plane crash, and then how Jay grew up to be a pilot anyway. And then the pilot, which apparently the building had, came over the intercom, which apparently the building had, and alerted the party that soon it would be time for us to hit the ground. So either buckle your seatbelts, say your prayers, or find someone who wants to fuck you. China was smashing against the ceiling. Me and Frank, we said our goodbyes easily once I realized I'd been having a conversation in the mirror the whole time. So I climbed out a window, clung to a drain pipe, and watched the stars. Thank you so much. That's from Dreams and Boxes. Does anybody here have something that they're passionate about? If you have something that you're passionate about that you know will never, ever, ever leave your life, then put your hand in the air right now. And if you know this song, then this song is fucking for you.